turundusuudised.
Today we have news from Mintel. Mintel brings us an overview of marketing to the LGBT community, referring to this as an initiative towards more diverse marketing that is started to become a necessity for advertisers in all industries. And they say also that financial services are not different, but they seemingly lag behind. And according to the LGBT financial experience, a study a couple of years ago found that LGBT Americans are far less confident about the financial preparedness, with only 14% indicating that they were well prepared, compared to, with 29% of the general population. And despite this opportunity, so far the financial industries have really lagged behind the rest of the marketing world when it comes to the featuring same-sex couples, for instance, in the advertisements, or messaging about the LGBT community in the marketing efforts. But there are some developments targeting the community this year. For instance, Wells Fargo was the first airing the commercial in April. TD Bank followed this summer, and also from retailers JCPenney and Target have showed the initiative. And of course, from one side, it's important to have the inclusive marketing, as they call it, because it's important for the millennial generation, who say that that about 41% are more likely to say that equal rights for the LGBT community is one of three social issues most important to them. On the other side, of course, all the campaigns targeted to LGBT community have been met with fair share of criticism. That is probably unavoidable with such a controversial topic. So this was the news from Mintel, and I just wanted to ask that how would you comment this news from neuromarketing point of view?
Boy, that's a great question. Let me just say something that's struck me.
Okay.
If I could, just for one second. This idea that it's not okay for gays to be gays that some people hold. When I looked at the research, I mean, it always fascinated me. You know, at one time in the 90s, we thought we had found the gay gene that made people be gay. Or there's some question about, you know, because of this polygeneticism, how it works. But there is no doubt that gay behaviors have been in our species for a long time. And they continue to get spread down into the species. When I try to look it up, it's hard to get really clear research on this, but it could be 5 to 7% are in this gay bisexual arena. Now, how could those genes get passed down if they didn't help the species survive? Nature just doesn't work like that. Biology does not work like that. So what's happening is the older people who were, you know, the church has had less strength than it used to have, and, you know, so the younger kids who haven't been as much affected by it, 41% can see that as these people as valuable. They can see the value. The older people see there is a dysfunction that can be corrected by action or in willpower. So you've kind of got this, you've got two camps, one older and one younger. I think if I was going to be the advertising agency, I would look at my strategy of what is the market I'm marketing to? What is my demographic? I would try to come up with one message. I would guess that the older you are, the less, you know, and I don't know the percentage. You just said 41% for millennials, which, yeah, I thought was very interesting. That the older, what I would try to come up with a strata. Then I would come up with almost for the financial groups themselves. What is our noble cause for the reason that we want to have LGBT people, you know, using our bank, using our financial resources? And how can we support them with their mission? Now, that could be really risky. If you're Citibank and, you know, 70% of your big money is held by people over 60, you might be a little scared to do that. So you're going to have to process how you go about it. And I mean, this to me is a wonderful opportunity for an entrepreneur to set up an LGBT bank. I mean, that's what I'd do tomorrow.
Okay, good.
I'd set up a whole financial service. Well, you got 7% of the population? Holy moly, this could be fun, you know? So, but you know, but these big companies do have that problem. It's a big segment of the market. And how do they attract it? I think they're going to have to really, it's a minefield. It's a minefield. I don't have a great answer. But I do know that if they can come up with some sort of noble cause to that 41% that are highly, if those guys are highly interested, then there's probably another 30% that are marginally interested, which means 70% of your market care how we treat those people, especially if you're a millennial now is under, is it 35?
30? Yeah, 32 or something. 32. Yeah, 32.
So that's a big segment of your market. And I'll tell you what, it's a big segment of your future market.
Absolutely.
So I'd pay a lot of attention to this if I was in the financial services business. And I'd be very, a guy named Daniel Kahneman won a Nobel Prize for a book for some information he came out with about slow versus fast thinking in financial markets. I would slow think this. I wouldn't try to hurry up and come up with an answer right away because everybody's pressuring me. I would think this through, insist on, I use the front part of my brain, right? I use that third eye and I would look at, okay, where do we want our company to be in 12 years? And where are those 32-year-old people going to be in 12 years? And what is their income going to be? And where is that 5 to 7% of gay people going to be or bisexual? And how do we want to treat them? And how is the society going to treat them in 12 years? Because I tell you what, it sure has changed in 4 years in America. I mean, every state we have, everybody's getting married. 4 years ago, it wasn't happening. So we're on, you know, there's this thing called the innovation adoption curve. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Everett Rogers came up with it, I think it was in 1983. Might even have been before. But basically what he said is you're going to have early adapters that are going to pick up any kind of new thing in the environment and adapt it first. So what I might do is I would find, and the early adapters in the late majority, the people that come later, like a product goes through a cycle, you know, the iPhone or the cell phone, somebody had one first. So those were the early adapters. Then the early majority picks it up, and then the majority, and some people still don't have a cell phone. So what I would do is I would identify who the early adapters were in this market, and then I would target all of my marketing to them. If I had a limited amount of resources, a limited amount of money, that's what I would do. Because I'm wasting my time if I'm trying to, you know, the research is pretty clear, and our genetic research shows this too, that the early majority and the majority don't buy until the innovators buy and early adapters first buy. So I would target them. They're about, you know, depending on who you talk to nowadays, 3 to 7 to 12% of the population. I would just target that. I'd target their magazines. I'd target their web. I'd target what they're doing. And that would keep me pretty safe because the majority, the late majority, aren't paying attention to those publications anyhow or those websites. So that's probably the way I'd do it to keep myself safe if I was going to design this marketing or advertising strategy.
I think it was very good advice. I was thinking about the topic here in Estonian context. Of course, we are kind of far behind the States and far behind the behavior, what happens there. And probably for an Estonian bank, it would be, let's say, depending on the bank, for the major national bank, I think it would be very, very difficult to have this type of campaign because it will face probably much more criticism than compared to what they can get back from the campaign.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the current status in the society here. So probably in Estonia, I would suggest that the companies maybe wait for some more years and just watch how the market is developing, probably also watching what are the new trends coming from States.
Right.
Because, let's say, it takes some years until they come to Estonia. So I think that it might take some time.
Is gay marriage okay here in Estonia?
No, it's not okay.
Oh,
it's not okay. It's kind of very, very, very sensitive topic till.
Uh-huh.
So it's not okay. And probably I think that for the marketing of the banks and financial, very conservative financial sector,
the
they probably should wait for the signal that gay marriage is okay.
Yes.
And then it's okay to air the campaigns and commercials and then to really say that it's okay. But
well, then you got the law on your side.
Yeah, yeah. Then you have law and then you have probably also more of the public awareness
yes.
on your side and then supporting it. But apparently it's too risky. But thank you for the very great advice, because for maybe if you are not a bank but just a retailer,
yeah.
it's really okay to start from the really the early adopters.
Yes.
Targeting
yeah.
to them, to the innovators, and then capturing their market. Thank you.